Today's daf is Bechoras daf Samach, the last daf for this round that we will have on that we will have up online. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow is the Siyum on Shabbos, and Be'ez Hashem on Sunday we start a new Masechta as we continue the march in these last couple of months towards the end of Masechas Nida. But every day is its own entity, its own world, and we are on Nun Tesam Abeis in Masechas Bechoras Tanya Nami Hachi. I'm sorry, Va'amarava, a couple lines up from the bottom. So when Ha'arai saw that had to do with yesterday, 2 days ago's daf, we have been mentioning that the way that one is ma'aser is that one puts all of the animals through the gate and then one counts them, and we even mentioned minyan haro'i, even if one never finishes the count, if one just counts, then there's potential to get to asiri by the time the counting is done. That already is poter the animals that go through. So that's the halacha. I just saw a Dvar Musar from Rav Yitzchak Blazer, also known as Rav Yitzchak Petterberger, also known as the Kochvei Or, the Talmud of Yisrael Salanter. So he says that, you know, when the animal comes out of the, you know, they're all counting, and they're all 1, 2, 3, and all of a sudden, the animal that comes out gets this red special mark on him, and he starts celebrating, wow, I'm the chosen one, I'm the special one, this is my lucky day, my special day, and little does he know that he's the one that's been marked. And really, if he knew better, he would go jump in the water and try to get the red mark off as fast as he can, so that, you know, he won't be labeled as the carbon in the next on the chopping block. Says Rav Yitzchak Blazer, a lot of times we go through Tishrei and we go through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we don't see the red mark. We don't see that there's a red mark. People don't see there's a red mark on it. And if we know, he writes in Kofi Ar, you know, we'd go and wash ourselves in the Mayim Shel Torah, and the Mayim Shel Tema'os, until the mark is erased. But we don't realize it. But we have to make sure that we're marked Latova, and we're not marked with the Sikra. So that's the message of the Kochvei Or to start us off today. And we continue now with Amar Rava, Nun Tes Amid Beis. So we just discussed the halacha minyan haro'i, as Rava was machadish to us yesterday. So even if, as we said, even if the sheep went through and they never get to number 10, as long as when the earlier ones went through and they made it and they could have been to called 5, 6, 7 on their way to coming to number 10, so that is good enough, even if, let's say, number 10 dies in the middle before the they get to number 10, it is good enough. Okay, so va'amar Rava, ha'yelo chamisha asar tzlayim, if there are 15, somebody has 15 sheep, lo yomar, person shouldn't say, evror asara, v'yachdisam ladir, v'eto mehen echad, I have 15. So you know what, 5 of them are going to be left out anyway. So I'm just going to take 10 into the pen. I'll leave 5, you know, out of the field grazing. I'll take 10 in, and v'eto mehen echad, I'll take ma'aser from those 10, because after all, those 5 are not nechshav anyway. V'hashar peturin, and the rest will be pater, because I took ma'aser from them. The answer is no, you can't do that. Ela konsam ladir, what do I have to do? I have to bring them all into the area. U'motzi asara, v'notel mehem echad, v'hashar v'tzarven l'goren acher. I have to bring them all in, because they're all mechuyev. Once it's the goren, as you mentioned on the drabbanon level, they're all subject. So you put them all in, and you take it out one by one. And you're right; the other 5 aren't niftar yet, but they're chayiv. You got to wait for the next goren, and in that way, that's how you do it. Tani nami hachi. Another braisa also supports this idea as saying, if you have all the animals, you can't just take a multiple of 10 and then leave the other ones out in your field grazing. No. All of them have to be part of the process. All of them have to be brought into the deer, to the area that is enclosed, and you have to put it in one by one. So that all of them have the potential to be miser, the miser, even though if they don't go through, they aren't niftar yet. So tanami hachi hayla chamisha asar tlaim, if you have 15, lo yomar evrar asara the eto mehen echad vashar peturin, we shouldn't say that I'll put one of them through and make it meiser vashar peturin, and the rest will be pater, because then they wouldn't be, or that's not the appropriate way to do it. Ela kotsa ladir umotzi asara, bring them all in, and be motzi 10 of them. It says motzi, it doesn't really mean motzi, that you force them, as we said 2 days ago, that you have to let them go, yaver v'loshe yavi ruhu, umotzi asara, v'nota mehen echad, and they take one through, v'ashar, misarif the goren acher, and the rest of them are misarif to another goren. As we said, you gotta wait for the next goren. On a daraisa level, we mentioned that there is no chiyuv to wait, right? Until I'm maaser, I have no chiyuv to do. I just wanted to mention one Rambam that I saw yesterday, and that is if a person is in the process of he has animals and he never gets to that stage, he says, Einat Tzloim Hanoladim, and we have this already, but it's just important Rambam to review and to focus on. Einat Tzloim Hanoladim Kamo HaTevel. Right, the animals, when an animal is born, it's not like there's an isser on the animal. It's not tevel. Even we said on a drabbana level, okay, maybe it gets the status of tevel once the goren comes. On a drabbana level. And we saw the nitziv that's machadesh, that once you start the counting, one, two, three, then the animals left might have the status of tevel in a more serious way. Even though there's no kares and there's no misa b'shamayim. But that's the Rambam says. They're not tevel. Ela mutter limkar velishchot kol ma sheyirtze ad sheyaser yihyeh hamaiser kodesh v'yochal kilchaso kamo shebiarnu. If I have animals born, midorais, I can eat my animals. There's no issue. Yes, there's a mitzvah to be maaser. Remember, maaser goes to me. Right, so it's no, what's the bother? So I'm not gonna, the blood, I'm gonna be sprinkled, I'll have to eat in Yerushalayim. Okay, so there's some details. But really it's mine, so there's not really any sweat off of my back. But on a daraisa level, let's say I have 12 animals, but by the time the goren comes, I've eaten 3 of them. Okay, so there's no chiyuv meiser. But there's no chiyuv, I mean, it has to do a little bit with the situation of putting yourself into the situation of a mitzvah. Right when the animal's born, there's no chiyuv. The Rabbana made the chiyuv, but really, until you start putting them through the fence, there is no situation. So this goes on the list, maybe, of is it a negative? Will Chazal look upon us negatively if I eat some animal? Let's say I'm hungry, I'm starving, I have to feed my family. So I'm going to shecht an animal, and then all of a sudden when the goren comes, I only have 9. No, that's the halacha, so it doesn't seem like it's somewhat negative, even though we find elsewhere that if somebody takes themselves out of the situation of a mitzvah, so it could be that they are not looked upon themselves so fondly. It's an amazing Tosfos Yeshanim. I think it's come up in the past. Tosfos Yeshanim in Yevamos, where the Gemara says, I think it's Daf Samach Beis, that it's a good idea to marry a niece. So the Gemara says, right, the Sefer Chassidim already says it's not a good idea, but the Midaraisa, and the Gemara says, it's a good idea to Yisa Bas Achoso. So the Rishonim are bothered, why dafka does the Gemara say Bas Achoso, the daughter of your sister? What about the daughter of your brother? What's the difference? So some Rishonim say, who adin? Doesn't make a difference. Just says basachoso. Rashi says there, Yevamos Samach Beis, that no, a person usually has stronger feelings for their sister than for their brother. So you'll have stronger feelings for your sister's daughter than your brother's daughter. That's why it says basachoso. That's Rashi there. Rabbeinu Tam, Tosfos there, says, because your sister's daughter is bas gilo. That's the same, born under the same constellation. Why? As the Gemara says, you want to check out what your kids are going to look like? Look at your sister's brothers. So, look the same way. That's why it says basachoso, the same relationship. But the Tosfos Yeshanim there has an unbelievable three words. He says, why should you marry basachoso and not basachiv? Mivatel mitzvas yibmin. Because you're going to be mivatel yibum. Yibum? What are you talking about yibum? So he says, well, if Reuven marries Shimon's daughter, his brother's daughter, and then Reuven dies, can't be Shimon dies, because the daughter, that's the child. But if Reuven marries Shimon's daughter, then Reuven dies, that Shimon will have to do Yibam, but it's his daughter, so he can't do Yibam. So it's better if you have the sister, because then there won't be any mess up in the mitzvah of Yibam. So Tosfos Yeshanim says, you have to think about, you know, what's going to be later on in terms of doing the mitzvah. A lot of chidushim in that. Number one, you might say, if there's no mitzvah now, there's no mitzvah now. What do I have to be worried about the future for? That's similar to our case. The other issue is a yibam chiddush, and that's just because it's an erva, what was that mevatel the mitzvah? It's not the situation of the mitzvah. So anyway, that's a chiddush, but it's another example where we see putting yourself into a situation of a mitzvah, or looking for a ptur is a problem. The Gemara says in Brachas that people used to bring in their grain, not in the straight through the door and not through the gate to prevent the chiyuv of Trumas HaMaisos from kicking in, or the Gemara at the beginning of Zara, Daf Gimel, where the Gemara says that La'asa Lavo, the nations of the world are gonna complain, Hashem, you didn't give us a chance, you didn't give us mitzvahs, if we would have had a mitzvah, so then, you know, we would have done better. So Hashem says, okay, here's a mitzvah, the mitzvah of sukkah. And they go into the sukkah and it's really hot, but the Ben Yoyada there, I saw recently, is medayig beautifully. The Gemara says, they took their sukkah and they put it on their roof. And then it got hot, v'chu, why did they put it on their roof for? So, says the Ben Yoyada, l'chor, when Hashem said, I'm going to give you the mitzvah of sukkah, they stand and learn the Shulchan Aruch on sukkah. And they learned mitztar, patur min ha-sukkah. So what they do, they took their sukkah and they put it on the roof because they wanted to be able to use the term mitzta'er to put it on the roof in the sun. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so maybe one could be Moshe, that's dafka why, big discussion, why was the mitzvah of sukkah used by God to test out of all the mitzvahs? So maybe one could suggest because the mitzvah of sukkah is maybe the only one that has a built-in ptur, a built-in leniency. Ah, oh, you're uncomfortable? Don't worry about it. Go back. You don't have to do it. You're tired? Okay, you don't have to get out of bed. Right, you're exhausted, you don't have to put on tefillin today. What are you talking about? No other mitzvah has this built-in p'tur. Built-in, oh, you don't want to do it, it's okay. No, only sukkah, because of teshuv keita duru. Mitzvah patim ana sukkah. So maybe that's why Dafka, Kodesh Baruch Hu, tested them, or will test them. I should say, will test them. Lasa lavo. With the mitzvah of sukkah, because that's one that you could really see, what's your attitude about mitzvahs? Do you look for exemptions? Do you look for p'turim? Do you put it on the roof so it's boiling hot on there, and then you'll say, oh, too hot, got to go inside? And kick it on the way out, or not. These are just three or four examples of pottering oneself from a mitzvah. So maybe you can relate that to our perek, and that is if somebody eats all their animals, or enough animals to get it to less than 10 by the time the goring comes, is that looked upon as negatively by Chazal, or no? There's nothing negative that's mentioned in the Gemara. The only point is, as we saw, to make sure that people have enough animals by Yontif time. That's why they make the grunos. But it's not dafka that a person has to do it, because you have to remember, nothing's going to the Kohen here. It's all the persons. So it's just a question of you're doing a mitzvah with the animal or not. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Pachoros, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. Zayin, Zayin. Okay, we continue the Gemara. Says the Gemara now, Pachoros Tav Samach. So we just said that Tanya Namihaki, we bought a brisa, that if a person has 15 animals, you shouldn't just take 10 of them, put them in the deer, and leave 5 of them to graze, but you take all 15, and then you do one by one, and the rest that didn't come out are, as of now, pater, but you have to, the one that went through, that's they're really pater, and the one that is still inside have to be used to be mitzarif to another gorin. Okay, where are we? Benota mehen echad, v'ashar mitzarif l'gorin acher, on the third line. So now the Gemara says, 1 minute, Yatanya, we have another brisa, Tishas or Tzvoim, if somebody has 19 sheep, Lo Yomar, Ever Asara, okay, I'll take 10, and V'etol Me'anecha, well, the other 9 are going to be putter anyway, so I'll leave them out, I'll take 10, and put them through, V'etol Me'anecha, take one for Meiser, V'hashar Peturin, and the rest will be putter. Ella, you can't do that, Ella Kotsin Lendir, you put him in, Umoti Asara, V'notol Me'anechad, V'hashar Peturin. Period. So the rest are potter. The other, all of them. What do you mean the rest are potter? How can the rest be potter? We just said they can't be mitzarif l'goren acher. Only the ones that went through are potter. But the other 9 that are left in the deer, they're not potter. Why are they potter? So the Gemara answers, Tirgama Rav Huna bar Schora kamei de Rava berigla. Rav Huna bar Schora said in front of Rava, who was his Rebbe, Berigla on the regel. What do you mean the regel? Rashi says b'shabbes shelifnei haregel shebo darshim hilchas haregel. Maybe he jumped up during Rav Shabbos Hagadol's Rasha, and he said this. He says, "Oh, I have a suggestion. What is this brisa that says pater b'dir sheyesh lo shnei psachim askinan?" Talk about a case where you have a fenced an area that is 2 doors, as we discussed. V'yatzu tasmi pesa, and you have 19 animals. So if you also test me Pesach Zev, test me Pesach Zev. So 9 went out from each one. You didn't force them. But 9 went out from each one. So you got 1 shepsula left in the deer. 1. So, Dehechad Chazi Lahacha Lahacha. That 1 is Roy for either door. That could be number 10. But they're all going to be Potter. Because all of them were Niftar B'Minyan HaRoy. As each one went out, you can already foresee that there could be a 10th from coming out. So we said yesterday, all the earlier ones are labeled as not the 10th. As long as you're labeled as not the 10th, So then that's a ptur. If you're not labeled as anything, you're left inside, so you're not niftar yet. You got to be mistarif to a goren acher. But if you go out, if an animal goes out, and they are labeled as not the tenth, because there's a potential tenth still sitting in the deer, then they'll be pater. So that was Refuda Bar Schor's suggestion that this other brisa that says they're all pater by the 19 is where the first 18 went out properly. 9 and 9. So now the Gemara has 3 suggestions. Why do you give this answer? There are other answers that you could understand the brisa with. Again, the brisa that says the 19 animal case and they're all pater. How else could you understand they're all pater? Right? Usually we assume if they're left in the deer, they still are chayiv to be mitzdarif for the next go-around. So, Velishnile, why didn't he answer? Kigon shemana tisha. Maybe you counted 9, right? 1, 2, 3, their 9 went out. And then all of a sudden, when it got to number 10, you messed up. And you lost count and you started with number 1 again. Vechimata asara karichad beresha. And then you started again, so then it's similar to the previous case, but instead of 9 and 9 from 2 doors, you have 9 and 9 from the same door. And then the last animal, number 19, is really, you label as meiser. So maybe that case, they're all potter, because both countings had a minion haroi. What's the havamina? This is going to potter. So you messed up. They're both good. The first 18, the first 9 and 9 are going to be niftar b'minyan haroi. So the Chazon Ish says that the Havamina is that maybe it's a case where somebody said, I'm going to put them both through and then I'm going to decide which of these countings my number 10 is going to go on. Says, Yesh la'ayin. Sorry, that's the previous one. Let me find it. It's in, this one is in Chav Zayin Vav. Chav Zayin Vav says the Chazon Ish, Yesh la'ayin, daito, im daito lazos asiri, Laminion Shani, if he has in mind always that this 19th animal should be number 10 for the second counting, Imkain Hare Mafsik Bemazed Minion Rishon. So as we said yesterday, that even Bemazed, you're putting out 9 and you're not finishing that count, and we said that doesn't work. There is no minion poter. V'kahai gavna lo mahani minyan haroi, u'kamosha kazavti la'el. And as we mentioned yesterday, v'im daito laza sasiri le minyan rishon, and if you're number 19, you really want to use for the first minyan, imke minyan sheni any minyan haroi. So be manavshach, says the Chazon Ish, what's the suggestion here? That this is going to work. So, v'yesh lomar, shein daito achshav klum. He doesn't think of anything. He's not focusing on which one the maaser is going to be. V'hadavar yuchra kishayagia la'asiri. He'll figure it out later. He takes out 9, he's like, maybe I'll do this one, maybe I'll do that one. So v'yafidu yachshav al echan min ha-minyanim lav klumu sharayachol l'shanos v'bashachashav u'mimilach hashivit shavayo min ha-roi. Because it's potentially either one, so the Chazon Ish says that would work, as long as he has the open das. So that's the Havamina. Why didn't we explain this brisa that talks about all being putter, in the case of 19, as a case where he put out 9 and then he started again? So the Gemara answers no. Kasavar asiri me'elav kadosh. Why? Because maybe that brisa, we hold that once 9 go out, me'mela, the next one coming is going to be meiser. Doesn't matter. Like we said, if you have 10 in the deer, we proved yesterday from Shitas Rava that if you have 10 in your deer and you put 9 out, that 10th one is already kadosh, even before you put it out. And that's what we said from the Minchas Chinuch, that so you see the Kedusha Meiser is not only through your dibur, right? It's automatic someone, and that's why you can't be shoel on Meiser Behema, like you can be shoel on other Hakdasha or a Neder, because it's more automatic, right? It says here too, so Me'elov Kadosh. So therefore, you can't suggest that all of them are going to be niftar, so the last 9 are not niftar. That's why this wouldn't be a good suggestion for that brisa, because the next one that comes out, you try to call it 1, but it's really 10. Once 9 come out, the next one's going to be kadosh. So that didn't work. So the Gemara says, I have another suggestion. Velishni lei, why don't you suggest dimanon zugos? Why don't you suggest that you counted them in pairs, as we're about to see in the next Mishnah? Maybe that's the case of the 19. You counted them, 2 went out each of the, like in pairs, 1, 2, 3, and you count them both like that, so then they'll both be niftar. I mean, you're not right, no? Isn't that a case? As we'll see in the next Mishnah. And then you count 18, but you really counted only 9, so they'll both be niftar, and the last one's gonna be pater, both of them. So the Gemara says, no, kasavar, why didn't they give this answer? Because we hold, in that case, which we'll see the machlokes, Bezrat Hashem soon, asiri leminya behemusu kadosh. There's a machlokes, how do you view when pairs come out? Do you go by what the person is saying, and therefore the first two can be labeled as one, and the next two can be labeled as two, and the third pair? Do you go by what you're saying, or do you go by what inherently it is? If two animals come out, that's one and two. And the second pair is three and four. And the next pair is five and six. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're saying. You go by the animals. So maybe this price is holding Laminya Behemos Ukadosh. You go by the animals. You don't go by what you're saying. So therefore, again, you cannot say that all 18 are going to be Niftar, because only the first nine. When you get to the fifth pair, you already have the Meiser in there. And then after that, all of them are still going to be Chayiv Lehitztarif Laminyan Acher. Okay, I'm sorry. So there's two suggestions that did not work. Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak ends up after he realizes that the only true good successful suggestion was Rav Huna Bar Schora's. He says Zakai imed Rav Huna Bar Schora. What is chus the mother of Rav Huna Bar Schora has by having such a child? To shani le shmeitza barigla kishmeitze, because he gave a suggestion in front of everybody in the Shabbos Shuvah drasha, and the Bach adds in Larava to his Rebbe kishmeitze with the shita of understanding like Rava holds minyan arai poter, and Rava holds me'elav u'kadosh, meaning take into account all of the other shitas of his Rebbe, he came up with an answer that works. Baruch Hashem, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ashrei Yoladato. Basically another way of saying Ashrei Yoladato, Zakai, his mother. Okay, hopefully the father gets some credit too, but that's the phrase that usually by the mother. Period. Okay, we move on to the last Mishnah in the Masechta. Says the Mishnah, Yatzu Shnayim Ka'achas. So we just referred, let's say two animals went out at once. Two animals, not that Yudavka did it in pairs, two animals went out of the gate at once. Mone Osam Shnayim Shnayim. What you should do is count them as two. So if you're counting one, two, three, four, and then two animals go out, you should count them as five and six. That's what you should do. What if you didn't? Mon on echad. So what if you counted them as one? So now the animals after, you're off by one, right? You're one too early. But the next animal that comes out should be eight, and you're counting it as seven. And when nine comes out, you count it as eight. Then when 10 comes out, you count it as nine. And when 11 comes out, you count it as 10. So chiv asir mukukalin. Your ninth and tenth animal are messed up. What does that mean? They're messed up. Rashi quotes three pshatim. What does it mean they're messed up? So one of the pshatim that we'll go in is Rashi's second pshat, and that means they're both mekukal. You cannot give either of them, any of them, as a karban, but they both have some status. Remember we said yesterday, the halacha that we're about to see in the Mishnah, that in a case of a mess up, let's say you did not, you called number 9, 10, you called number 10, 9, and then you called number 11, 10. That was the case that we're about to see in the Mishnah. So we'll see that number, so in that case, number 9, which you gathered as 10, is kadosh, Le'ra'os, you have to wait till it gets a mum. Number 10, which you call 9, is Meiser. And number 11, which you call 10, is Karv Shlamim. Right, that was the halacha that we said yesterday. So really, in this Mishnah says, you know what happened here? Because you messed up with the counting, because the last few have been messed up, so we don't say that any of them have gotten full Kedusha, and therefore both animals 9 and 10 will have to be Kadosh enough that you have to wait till it gets a mum. Neither of them are Karav. Right, that's what it means, mukulkal. That's what Rashi says on the second wide line. Havi mukulkalin delochal alein kedusha likarev el nachalim b'mumon. That's what's mukulkal. It's faulty. It's inferior kedusha. Right, even the number 10, which is supposed to be, it doesn't work. What about the case I just said? Why is it different than that case? The normal case of making 9, 10, 10, 9, 11, 10. Right, why is it different than that case? So Yavagab de Ba'alma im Karav Asiri Chi, Lachadasar Asiri, Asiri Karav Meiser, Lachadasar Karav Shlamim. What's the difference between that case, which we're about to have in the Mishnah, and this case, where he messed the countings, again, from earlier, it's messed up. Why? Hani Mili, when do you say that one ends up being Meiser and one ends up being a Shlamim? Hechadilota Elamichi Ve'elach. That's only if you made a mistake right now. You make a mistake with number 9 and 10. That's what we would say. Everything up to now was perfect. It was a great minion. And now it's messed up. So we say it could achieve Kedusha. Number 9 was called 10. So it enough, there's a special limit, which we'll see on Amud Beis, that it achieves some Kedusha. Number 10 is really 10. And therefore, even though you called it 9, but it was the 10th animal to come out. and you only messed up the previous animal, so we can still say that achieves Kedushas Meiser. That's the Me'el of Hukadosh. And number 11 could achieve something because the previous animal you called 10. So it's a mixture of automatic Kedusha and your Dibur. They both seem to have some relevance in this process. So what's the difference? Why in that case do we say the animal achieves Kedusha for Meiser and Shlamim, and here not? So Rashi says, over there you only messed up with this counting of 9 and 10. Aval hacha kala minyan lamala michi dekra l'shmini shvi l'shvi shishi l'chi shmini. You messed up the whole end, second half of the counting. So that's not even called a minyan. If number 4 and 5 went out together and you only called them 1, so the whole second half of your counting is wrong, and therefore they, none of them achieve Kedusha Le Karev, and they only achieve Mekulkal Kedusha, inferior Kedusha, enough to have to wait to have them grace. Okay, that is all the first line of the Mishnah. Again, if they come out together, you're supposed to count them as 2. If you count them as 1, it doesn't work. Next.
That's not like what we were saying before, where
well, we're going to see that in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to figure out how that fits into our Mishnah. We'll see that in a second. Correct. The Gemara is going to say that this Mishnah seems to prove one of the Shitas. So next, Kara, the case that we just mentioned, Kara litchi asiri ula asiri chi ula achadas or asiri shlosh and mukudashin. They all have some type of kedusha. Hachi nechal b'mumo v'asiri meiser v'achadas or korev shlamim. That's the case that we just mentioned. Interesting psychological. You know, usually when we make one mistake, it's so common to make another mistake right away. Right? What happens if somebody by mistake turns, it's automatic. The post can say we have to try to overcome. Let's say sometimes if we forget at Shabbos and we do that, like, go to the bathroom, turn the light off, turn the light on. Sometimes automatically you just like do the opposite. So we have to control ourselves. You know, two wrongs don't make a right. So, you know, here too, the guy messed up with animal number 9, he called it 10, he's like, what did I do? No, 9. They called, no, the 10 is 10, so you messed up earlier, but sometimes one mistake, ta'us goreres ta'us. Okay, anyway, so this is the halacha with 9, 10, and 11. The osa tamura, diver Rebbe Meir. And Rebbe Meir says that this animal, these animals that were added on, can create tamura. They have kedusha. Let's say the shlamim, number 11, is a carbon enough that it can even create tamura, which is a topic we'll talk about in Tumas Sechtes, the substitute. If I try to switch this number 11 animal with a different carbon, that's an Isidar Isa, and they both become there, it's strong enough to create another animal's Kedusha. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the Chiyish Tmura, who said Tmura? Yehuda says, no, it can't, because it itself is considered a Tmura. Number 11 is like Tmura's Meiser, and therefore, it itself cannot create another Tmura. Amru Mishum Rabbi Meir, Elo Haya Tmura, Lo Haya Karev. What do you mean? If this was really Tmura number 11, we have a halacha of Tmuras Meiser is not Karav. And this animal is Karav. So it must be that it's not really considered Tmura. And it's not really considered Tmura, so that it itself can create a Tmura. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda must hold somewhere in the middle. Rabbi Yehuda must hold that it is enough not considered Tmura that it can be Karav, but it is considered Tmura enough that it can't create another Tmura. Period. Let's just finish the Mishnah, then I'll make a comment. Karalachi Asiri. What happens if you call number 9-10? Ula Asiri Asiri. But then you like didn't make another mistake. You called number 10-10 like you were supposed to. Ula Achadasar Asiri. Then you called 11-10 also. Ein Achadasar Mekudish. And that way, 11 is nothing. Because there you properly took care of number 10. You called number 10-10, so it's finished. Mice is finished. Can't add on more. So Zachlal, that's the root of the rule. Kol shelo ne'akar shem asiri mimenu, if the number 10 wasn't uprooted from real number 10, ein achadasar mekudesh. Basically, if everything's finished by number 10, you can't sanctify anything more. The question that is asked is, why is it in our Mishnah, it says, Amru Mishum Rebbe Meir. The first line says, Divrei Rebbe Meir, and then in the middle of the context, it switches to Amru Mishum Rebbe Meir. What happened? So if you look in Meseches Harios, which we discussed a couple of years ago, if you look in Meseches Harios, where is it? Meseches Harios, it discusses that one time Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nassan got into a fight with the Nasi, with Rabbi Gamliel. So after that, he made a takana that they weren't Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So he made a takana that for his family, they weren't allowed to quote Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Nassan by name. We're not going to quote that by name. It's the last daf in Harios. Whatever, Nisinu v'dolneimu shmaitza b'shmayu. Asiku l'Rabbi Meir acherim, u l'Rabbi Nassan yesh omrim. So they called them, they had different nicknames, kind of like the Meiri. The Meiri has a different nickname for everybody. Gdolei HaMechabrim, Gdolei HaFarshim, right? Different nicknames for all. That's what happened. And then later on, Rav Shmuel Gamliel was learning with his son, Matni Le Rebbe, L'Reb Shimon Brei, later on in history. Rebbe, Rav Yehuda Hanasi, was learning with his son, and he quotes Acheirim Omrim, he quotes our Mishnah, Eloi Yetzmur Eloi Yekarev. So his son says to him, Mi heim halalu shemei mehem anu shosim vishmosehem ein anu maskirim. Who are these people that we drink from their waters? You know, right? He who shall not be named. Right? Right? Why is that? Right? So Amar Lei, he says, Bnei Adam shebikshu lakar kvotcha v'kvot beis avicha. It was people who wanted to be okay the covet of you and your father's house. So he quotes, Kfar Abda, go to Pasuk in Koheles. So they changed. So he started mentioning them. That's the Gemara in Harios. But even though he mentioned them, he couldn't, Rebbe couldn't bring himself to say, he didn't want to go against the covenant of his whole family, so he said, Amru Mishum Rebbe Meir, and he didn't say Rebbe Meir. Okay, that's step one. But now, if you look in the Beis Shaul, I don't think I've ever quoted a Beis Shaul, in the back of Mishnah's Yachad Uboaz, there's a commentary of the Beis Shaul from Yosef Shaul Nathanson, right? One of the Gedolim, the Shaul Meshiv, from the 1800s. So he quotes there, so fine, Amr Mishum Rebbe Meir, but why in our Mishnah you have both? You have Rebbe Meir, Omer, and then Amr Mishum Meir. It's on our Mishnah, right here. It's only two pages on the whole Masechta, on the Choros. So he quotes there, Tamahani, says, Ubiyoser Yifleh, why does it switch? He says, Vanir Bazeh. Let me explain. The Beis Shaul for the day. Tehine harif b'Shabbos parakol akelim. If you look in the riff in Shabbos kasav, the kamakom shoshana divrei Rebbe Meir ein alacha kamoso rak Rebbe Yehuda. If you have a machlokas Rebbe Meir Rebbe Yehuda, and in the Mishnah it says Rebbe Meir shita Meir Rebbe Yehuda has like Rebbe Yehuda. That's the rule. Rebbe Meir Rebbe Yehuda alacha is like Rebbe Yehuda. The kamakom shoshana divrei hatanakama b'stam halacha kamoso. But if it's machlokas or Meir and Rebbe Yehuda, but Rebbe Meir's name is not mentioned in the Mishnah, then we do paskin like the Tanakama, which is really Rebbe Meir. That's what the Rif says in Masechta Shabbos. In Rules of Psak, Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, machlokas, we paskin like Rebbe Yehuda. Tanakama and Rebbe Yehuda, and you always know who the Tanakama is really Rebbe Meir, then you go like Rebbe Meir. So, he says, V'tama Dover, why is that? So he says, Nirlani is daiti. De Rebbe lo ratza lahaski Rebbe Meir bishmo kedar baharius. We know there, he didn't want to really mention him. He was kind of forced to because he felt bad. V'lakach. So whenever the halacha was not like him, he mentioned him. Right? He was fine, he mentioned him. Din halacha kamoso. Tani de Rebbe Meir, horosh, din halacha kamoso. Where the halacha was like him, he didn't want to give him the credit. So therefore, unbelievable. Right, Rebbe, we're talking about Rebbe. This is kind of like the suggestion that he left Chanukah out of the Mishnayis because he was upset at the Chashmonaim, a different Chassam Sofer suggests. Anyway, I will be makom to halacha kamoso shanu b'stam v'loratza lahaskiro b'shmo kein lirulani izdaiti davar chadosh. He says that's what happened here. So he says, look at our Mishnah ulafiza nimsa dema shahalacha kediv Rebbe Meir demhaisa tamura ena kreva b'tchila. Rebbe Meir agrees to the yisod that if it's a tamura, you can't be makrovit. Tamura is meiser. So that line that Rebbe Meir says, the second line, Elo haya tamura, lo haisa karev, we hold that line. So he didn't say Rebbe Meir Omer. There he says, Omru Mishum Rebbe Meir. It's as if it's not there. They said the name Rebbe Meir, but he didn't say Dak Rebbe Meir straight. But in the previous, Lo Rasa Lahaski Bishmosh, Rebbe Meir Klal, the Avacharkach, Shechazar Bo, Hiskir Omru Mishum Rebbe Meir. Dilhoros, we don't possibly like him, but he says, but regarding the earlier case, we don't hold like him. But the case of Osa Tmura, so there you can quote different Rebbe Meir. That's right. And he says at the Adan, Ulanias Daiti Kavana Amitasi, but Divrei Rebbe, Valoraisi Bashum Sefer, Sheyus Oler Al Hashinuyim, Vim Shagisi, Hashem, Hatov, Yechaper Ba'adi. Okay. That's the Beis Shaul. Made a mistake, he asked for Kapar. Better suggestion than any of us could come up with, so we'll accept it for now. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Mati was just asking before. The Gemara is trying to figure out what's the halacha with the pears. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, manon zugo zugo. Let's say somebody, lechad chila, is counting their animals in pairs. Two by two. Or kinteron kinteron. Or counting them 100 by 100. Kinteron, Rashi quote 100. Kinteron, like this, maybe a silent kuf could be a century, like 100. Kinteron. Anyway, counts them by 100. So, he puts them out all as 100, and he says 1. Puts another one out to other 200, 2. So what's the halacha there? Asiri l'minyano hu kadosh. So the tenth one is kadosh. L'minyano. What does that mean? L'minyano mai. What does that mean? L'minyano. Machlokas. Rav Mari amar l'minyan shalohu kadosh. Rav Mari says it works. The tenth 100 are all kadosh. It works. Or if you put them out by sevens. The tenth seven, right? It works. L'minyan shalohu kadosh. We'll get back to the svar for that soon. Rav Kahana amar l'minyan behemos kadosh. Rav Kahana says, what are you talking about? No, it doesn't matter what you say. You go to Minyan Behemoth. The second that nine animals have come out, the next one is going to be Kadosh. Then you can start again. The next 9, 10, you go by singles. Doesn't matter what you say. Tanan, says the Mishnah, Yatu Shnaim Ka'achas, Mona Osan Shnaim Shnaim. If they both come out as one, you should count them as two. Monon Echot Tishii. Monon Echot, if you count them as one, Shiva Siri Mukukalin. Then they're messed up, like the Mishnah said. So, Bish, Lamalaman Dabar Laminyan Shalahu Kadosh. If you say that what your Dibur have some effect, so then I understand the kalach of the Mishnah. Mishum hachi avichi v'asiri b'kul kolin. Why do la asiri kakari lei? Because you call number 9, 10, so some effect is going to have to number 9, right? It's going to be kadosh leiros. And then number 10 you called 9, ulachadas asiri. So you see that your dibur has some effect. And that's why they're all going to be mekulkal. El lamanda amar laminya behemos ukadosh. But if you go by automatically the animals, so what that you called number 9, so what, if number 9 and 10 go out together, so what that you call them as one, it should automatically be 9 and 10. And one of them should be Meiser. In terms of being automatic, if you go by Laminyan Behemos, it shouldn't matter what you said. So the Gemara answers, when do I say that you go by Minyan Behemos? And you go by inherently what they are. If you, dafka, put them out two by two, you're putting them out in pairs. So there we say, it doesn't matter what you say. You put out two, that's really, put out two, that's two. You put out the next set, that's 3 and 4. That's where you go. But hecha de nafik memela lo. But you don't say that with the animals. You're doing normally like you're supposed to. 1, 2, 3. And then after number 8, 2 go out by themselves. So there, we're not going to say automatically, oh, it counts as two. There, it has to do with what you are saying. Period. Stop there for a minute. The Chazon Ish wonders, what about the other Shita? L'minyan shalohu kadosh. How does that work? You put out 900 animals. And then all of a sudden, you put out the next 100. Oh, these are all miser. So what has that all to work? So the Chazon Ish has two possibilities. First of all, maybe Asiri, when the Torah demands Asiri, the Torah just means the 10th unit, not the 10th animal. That's the first suggestion. Maybe that's the shita that this Ramari is holding. Severely to look, pita Torah, actually yikadesh chelik asiri min hatzla'im l'maiser. Chelik asiri. Avol enk peda im yimana echad echad v'yikadesh asiri, or yimana shnayim l'echad v'yikadesh shnayim me'asrim. Doesn't matter. So the Chazon Ish says that yifshel omar kein, I don't like that pshat. So he said the pshat that I'd rather like is, when you take out 100 at a time, it's as if you're doing 100 separate rows. When you put out 100, it's as if there's 100 ones. And then the next time you put out 100, so there's 100 twos. And the next one, 100 threes. So by the time, it's not like, it's all 100 on the first 900. No, it's as if each one is a separate Meiser line. That's how this person, Rav Mari, must understand how you're allowed to do it. Okay, period. Tashma, 3 lines from the bottom. Monon l'mafreya. What if you do l'mafreya? You count down, like Beishamai. Right? You count down, you put the first animal out, 10, 9, 8, 7. And the maaser you label as 1. So, asiri shebeminyan u'kadosh. It's going to be kadosh, number 10, which you called 1. So, bish l'malaman d'amar l'minyan behemos u'kadosh apir. If it's automatic, fine, because number 10 was really number 10. Elaman d'amar l'minyan shalom u'kadosh. But if you go by what you said, asiri chadkar relay, you called it 1. How can you say it's Meiser if you go by what you say? So Amar Rava. Rava says no. Ho v'ise b'minyana parsa dekari laso echad. In Persian, they call 10 1. That's what the Gemara says. They call 10 1, and therefore it works. If you look at the Rambam for some reason does not quote this reason. The Rambam in Maseches Bechoros, in Hilchot Bechoros, in Ches Zayin, Minyan L'mafreya, Kuzon Sheyatza Rishon V'yamar Asara, V'yatza Shein V'yamar Tisha, Ad Sheyatza Asiri Manachan Areza Kadosh, why? Shaha Asiri Me'elav Yiskadesh. Because he quotes Me'elav Yiskadesh. Asked Mari Kirkus, why didn't he quote the reason of the Gemara? So he tries to figure out why did he quote it. So others say, maybe because Rambam doesn't like the reason of the Gemara. Why? Bala Daito. Who cares that in some foreign language they call it Chad, but you have Kavanah to do Asiri. So it's a little Tzarech Ian related to that. The Rishash here makes that comment. The Rishash says that maybe, I'm not sure if he connects it to the Rambam, maybe he just makes that Ha'ara for the, let me just see the Rishash. The Rishash here says, Arama Bechiburo wrote a different reason, Tzarech Ian Gadol. But it doesn't give that reason. Okay. Anyway, but I saw some of the Achronim point out. Oh, that's who it was. Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Yosef Engel on the Beis HaOtzer just asked this question. Why don't you say Bala Daito Eitzel Kaladam? Who cares if you said one, who cares that they say it in Persian? He quotes about 20 other examples of Bala Daito. You can also look in the Encyclopedia Talmudis. There's 10 columns on the concept of Bala Daito. That's Beis, so they've gotten there yet. Right? That the Bala Daito is a call of them. 30 just came out, I think. Lamed. Of the volume just came out. Okay, we go weiter. Just one hour as we turn over. The Chavetz Chaim, the Likutei Halacha says, you see from here, though, that L'chad Chili is supposed to count in order, going up, everyone. You're not supposed to just be quiet and, like, send them through. 10, right, when the 10th one. You're supposed to count 1, 2, 3. It sort of sounds like from the Gemara. Okay, weiter. Kara, litchi, asiri, lasiri, chi, lachadasar, asiri, as we saw in the Mishnah. You call number 9, 10. You call number 10, 9. You call number 11, 10. So they all achieve some status. Tana Rabbanan, how do I know this? Minayin shim, kara, litchi, asiri. Ula, asiri, chi. Ula, chadasar, asiri. Sheshlashtan, mukudashin. How do I know they're all kadosh, tamalomar? The chol maser, bakar, batzon. All maser, bakar, batzon. Kol shiyavatak, as a shevet. Ha, asiri, ihiyeh. Kodesh, Larabos es Kulan, the Bach adds in. Right? It includes all of them. All Meiser, all of these three. Have some Meiser connected to it. Yachoshani Marbe Afshmini Vishnemasar. I might think even if you mess up number 8 and 12, that's also. The one I said, no. You don't go that far. Amart, Hovahu Kadosh Vitauso is Kadeshes. Just like we know, compare the real Meiser animal to the one that became Kadosh through his mistake. Mahu, Enu Makudesh Elevasamuch. Just like the animal itself sanctifies what's close to it, meaning itself. Just like the animal itself is Kadosh. Saftahuso in Kadesh is Elevasamuch. So too, his mistake has to be close to him, which is only 9 and 11. Period. For Atanya, but we have another Brisa that says, Mahu miyuchad after uso miyuchades. Just like Meiser is a unique one singular animal, so to his taus is miyuchad, meaning you can only have one taus in every case, 9 or 11. You can't have both. Right? So why? Who says that? Brisa? So Tani Tanakh. Reb Yochanan Hamani Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. That's Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Shita, that you cannot have 9 and 11 in the same case. Why? The Tanya. Reb Elazar Reb Shimon Omer Laolam Ein Acharas Ar Kadosh Ache Yishtok Bitchi the Yikra La Asiri Chi Lachadas Ar Asiri. Meaning number 9 can't be anything for number 11 to have anything, because you can't have double. Why? What's the difference? Savar la kareb Yehuda, da'amar Toas Meiser Tamura Havi. First of all, it's Tamura. Toas has the status of Tamura, as Reb Yehuda said in the Mishnah. Right, that's why it said Divrei Rabbi Meir, because we don't paskin like him in that regard. Right, so Toas Meiser Tamura Havi. And number 2, Savar la kavua, and he also holds like his father, Reb Shimon, da'amar ein meimer chozer meimer. Also, an animal could only cause one Tamura and not 2 Tamuras. And therefore the Meiser animal could only project from its own Kedusha one other animal and not 2. Like a regular animal can only create 1 Tamura and not 2 Tamuras. So too, this animal, the Taus animal, is considered a Tamura animal, and therefore the Meiser animal can only create 1 and not 2. That halacha relates to the Chakira, the main Chakira in Maseches Tamura, and that is, how does the Tamura animal get its Kedusha? Is it from this Meisa trying to be Meimer? Or does it go back to the original Hakdasha? Somehow every original Hakdasha has in it the potential to expand into other animals. That is a Chakira. So maybe one could suggest, because this halacha of, you know, the animal could only make one Tamura. So what does that show? Which direction does that cut on? Maybe that means that originally when it's Hokdash, it only has the potential to do one. Or does that mean that no, since it's a new Maisa Hakdasha, so why should it be limited? Every Maisa Hakdasha you know, should be able to make it have a kedusha. Okay, we'll talk about that in the future. Amar Rava Vayter. Let's focus on these cases. Yatu Shnayim Bichi. What happened if two went out for number nine? Right, you did eight animals wonderfully, and then two went out of number nine. Karanchi. If you called them both number nine. So Asiri v'chulin murav and zebazeh. So now the two animals are Asiri and chulin. I mean, you call the number nine, so number nine you did properly. And then the other one is automatically kadosh. So therefore you have meiser and chulin here. Asiri me'elav kadosh, because that was automatic. Lechi, chi kakarile, semicolon. Fine, that's if you had called them both nine. Karan Asiri, what if, again, number nine and ten went out together, and you called them ten? So now Asiri v'chi murav and zebazeh. So now you have them both mixed up. You have a real miser animal and a faulty miser animal. Yirashi istavu, right? Because you call number 9, 10. My taima asiri kakari luhu litravayu, and therefore you have to wait till they get mumin. Next, yasu shnayim basiri. Let's say you have nine that went out perfectly, and then 10 and 11 went out together. Yasu shnayim basiri v'karan asiri. If you call them 10, then asiri v'achadas amaravin zebazeh. Then you have one good miser animal, and then one chulin animal mixed up in here. And then, what do you have to do? I'm sorry, not chulin animal, Rashi says, shlamim, because you call number 11, 10 as well. And therefore, they both could be hukrav, but you have to take the chumras of both shlamim and meiser. The chumras of both. Karan achadasar, but if you call number 10 and 11 as they went out, you call them 11. Asiri v'chulin murav and zebazeh. So number 11, you called 11, which is fine, that means it's chulin. But you call number 10, 11, but that's meiser automatically. So therefore, they have chulin and meiser mixed up. Hasul amali hainohach. The last, we know. What is he repeating? The same rules about if number 9 and 10 went out together and 10 and 11 went out together. It's the same thing. So why does it know? Hakamashmal on the chiddush of 10 and 11 is to call bibas achas travayu kakachi. You might have said, if you 10 and 11, you label them both as 10, so maybe the other one isn't kadosh, because number 10 is still called 10. Remember we said, as long as 10 is 10, maybe number 11 cannot achieve anything. So here to note, the chiddush is, if you do it basachas, even if you called the real meiser one 10, if there's another one, number 11, you did also 10 at that time, it's kadosh. You don't, even though it didn't have a kira shame from number 10. So is that really true? Yosef Rav Kahana v'kamar le'l ha'shmaitza. Amar le'i Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Lo nekar shem asiri emenu. But what do you mean? If we said in our Mishnah, if number 10 is called 10, so then finish. The process is over. And number 11 can't achieve any kedusha. Veitzna, we learned in our Mishnah, Ze'aklal, calls manchelo nekar shem asiri emenu, e'nacharas ark mikudash. Doesn't achieve anything. So the Gemara answers, no. Hani mili b'ze'achar ze'ah. That's only one after another. If number 10 was called 10, then the number 11 that comes out after that could achieve nothing. Avo b'basachas, shravayo kakachi. But if they come out at the same moment, it works. So the Gemara says, one second, b'ze'achar ze'ah b'ed yiktani la. No, that, the Mishnah can't be referring to that because we already know b'ze'achar ze'ah. Kara l'chi asiri, l'asiri asiri, u'l'achadasar asiri. Well, we have the befeirush in the Mishnah. If you called all of them 10, ein achadasar mekudesh. 11 is not kadosh. Ze'aklal, and the Mishnah says, and this is the rule. Zasuyemai, what is that including? Lav l'asiri b'ze'achas. Isn't that last one of the Mishnah including, even if it went out at the same time, number 11 is not kadosh. So the Gemara says, no. Lo l'asuyye yatsa asiri v'lo diber. What, no, the case is, if number 10 went out automatically, you didn't say anything. That case, to halo neka, shema siri himenu, that case is still considered as if number 10 is really number 10, and number 11 is nothing. That's the case where we say number 11 cannot achieve anything. But if it was actually bebasachas, then they both could achieve kedusha. The ilote mahachi, because if you don't say this halacha, that bas achas achieves kedusha even to number 11. Ha de Tanya, we have another brisa. Yatu shnayim basiri v'lo kadam echam enes chaveiro. They went out exactly the same time. V'karan asiri, you called them 10. Asiri v'achadas are meruvin zebazeh. They're both right. They're both kadosh. V'halo l'neka shem asiri emenu. What do you mean? Right, number 10 was called 10, so why should 11 achieve any kedusha? Elo lav mishum damrin and called basachas travayo kakanchi. It must be because basachas are kadosh. So you have to say that. So Mar then said, no, imi shemalo arya, there's no raya from that brisa that you have to say that. Why? Hachamayaskinan, maybe the brisa, which said that they both achieve kedusha, is the following. Tekadim chad minayu v'afik l'reshe. One little sheep goes out, sticks its head out of the gate, and then goes back in. V'karye achadasar. But as it went out, you mistakenly called it 11. It was really number 10. You called it 11. V'hadar yavdin went back in. V'nafek b'hadadi v'karenu asiri. Then that animal and another animal went out together, and you called them both 10. So there, because the first one you already called 11, you've already left room because of that mistake for the other animal to be kadosh as well. Maybe that's the case where they're both kadosh. Ta'anekar shem asiri emenu, because you did remove the perfection of a real true call for number 10 is 10. So that's why. So maybe that's what the Brisa is talking about. So again, there's still no raya from the Brisa that Bas Achas has to be that 11 is kadosh if you did it by Bas Achas. The Gemara says v'halo kadam tani. What do you mean? It stuck its head out. It says not lo kadam. One wasn't marked into the other one. So my lo kadam the hadar yarif. Oh, it just means its whole body didn't go out yet. Just the head went out, and that's good enough. And then it went back in, so the Gemara can still say that's lo kadam, period. But either way, what did we say so far? We said that the halakha seems to be that if 10 and 11 go out at the same time, and you call them both 10, 11 does achieve kedusha to be a shlamim. We couldn't prove it, but that's what we knocked out. We knocked out the proof, but that's how we assumed earlier, but that's the halakha. Okiman, and who is this all referring to? That shtika, we said earlier, is not an akira de lo karebi. Let's just finish this. De'i Rebbe, because if Rebbe holds Amar Achadas or Lo'avi Akira, Rebbe holds that calling number 10 11 by mistake is not an Akira. So we just said calling it 11 is an Akira, so it must be against Rebbe. So Gemara said, no, Afilu Tema Rebbe. Even it might be according to Rebbe. Why? Ki Amar Rebbe. When does Rebbe say calling an animal 11 is an Akira? Hecha Disle Behemis Tuva. If you have a lot more animals that need to be misered, so calling it 11 is not an akira. Why? Damrina chad isura kamar. Chadasar might mean 11, but also might mean, okay, end of one miser set. Chad isura. That's why calling number 10, 11, according to Rebbe, is not an akira. In English, it's a different word. But in Hebrew, chadasar might mean this is one miser set. But that's only if you have more animals in the pen. Hacha, de lesle, beimestvei. But maybe here we're talking about a case where there are no other animals. So if you don't have any more animals, you wouldn't say, oh, first set's done. You wouldn't say that. So that's why, maybe that's what we're talking about. That's even Rebbe would agree here that Achadasar is an Akira. Period. My Rebbe, let's just do, where does Rebbe say Ashita? Titania, Karol Asiri Achadasar, Ula Achadasar Asiri, En Achadasar Kadosh, Dev Rebbe. There it is. Rebbe said, if you call number 10, 11, that's not an Akira. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, Omer Achadasar Kadosh. It is. And number 11 can be kadosh. Klala ma Rebbe, kozman shlo nekar, shem asiri heimenu, ein achadasar kadosh. If you weren't oker, number 10, achadasar is not kadosh. Ask the Gemara, shidim kubetzes, v'halo nekar, but you were oker it. So amar rabba, no, hacham ha'eskina, go to islay, behemas tuva. It's where you have a lot of animals. Di amrinan, chad isura kamar. So we say it means chad isura. That's what you mean by saying achadasar. So that's not an akira if you have a lot of animals, period. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Yatsu Shnayim, one more Amud left. Beth Hashem, one day we'll get to talk about Bechoris Daf Samach Aleph. But Beth Hashem, we meet again on Yom Rishon Sunday. Bring your Erechin. Bring your Erechin as we get into the values. Erechin Tmura, Christus Me'ilah, Tamid Midos, Kinim Nida. Could all say it in one breath right now. Beth Hashem, we pick up with Erechin on Daf on Sunday.